We're in the middle of Siman Tov, Kuf, Yud, Dalid. We're going to do Sif Dalid and Sif Yud, which kind of go together. So the Gemara in Beitza, on Daf, Lamed Beis, Omed Beis, says as follows. Omer Rabbi Nosson Bar Abba, Omer Rav, Mochtin Esa Psila B'Yontif. You're allowed to be Mochtin, the wick, on Yontif. The Gemara wants to know, what is this word, mochtin, my mochtin? And the Gemara answers, la'aduye chushcha, which is to take away the choshech, which Rashi explains, the wick will start to coal up, get black in, and that removes some of the light of the candle. So, la'hasir pecham ha'machshich ora, you're allowed to take off the black thing, whatever, the black part of the wick that coaled up and is darkening the flame. That's Beitza Lamed Beis Amud Beis. Then we have a Gemara in Beitza on Daf Chaf Beis, 10 Daf earlier, Amar Rav Kinva Shari. So what is, it's like the shortest Gemara ever. That's it, four word Gemara. Amar Rav Kinva Shari, period, end of Gemara. So Rashi explains, what's kinva? To take off the top of the wick that's already, I don't know what you call it in English, turned into a coal, whatever, it's coaled over, it's blackened, and it's preventing the nair from shining brightly. You're allowed to take that off. And the bach adds on the side, hagos habach. Right. It sometimes happens in Hanukkah. Right. That's the only frame of reference I have to this. Yes. So the Bach writes, Kidisa Lama Beis Lama Beis. So the, you know, Rashi's explaining the Gemara Chaf Beis like the Gemara Lama Beis. And I didn't look at the Bach on the tour, but I don't know if he's agreeing with Rashi. I don't know if he's definitely explaining Rashi. I don't know if that means he agrees with Rashi or not, but Tosfos is very upset with Rashi. So he says, Dibro Masal Kinva brings down Rashi and says it can't be because the Gemara doesn't usually bring down the same halacha in two different places. And if it does, it brings it down the same way. It uses the same words. If it wanted to tell me the same thing, then you say the same thing in two places. Either both should say Kinva Shari or both should say Mochtin Es Apsila. Why does one say Mochtin Es Apsila and the other one says Kinva? It doesn't sound like they're the same thing, which is what how Rashi is explaining Kinva. He uses a different lashon. So therefore, Tosfos tells us that Lachein Nira Detrei Chituye Yesh. There's two different ways of doing this thing, of taking off the blackened part of the wick that's preventing the candle from burning bright. Okay? One is the Gemara Daf Lamed Beis, which talks about Mochtin, that's talking about while the candle is lit, you're allowed to take off that black thing. That is what the Gemara says about Lamed Beis, Mochtin as a psila, while the candle is lit, and we'll see that discussed in Seif Yud. The Kinva of Daf Chav Beis is talking about after the candle's already burnt out, the candle's not lit. And that's what the Gemara is referring to as Kinva, and that we'll see now in Seif Samech Dalid. When the Tor brings us down, he says, Mutir lahasir ha pecham kishu dolek, you're allowed to take off this blackened part of the wick while it's lighting, afilu bikli, you're even allowed to use a kli to do it, afapi, that's the recommended way to do it. I don't recommend touching flames while they're the wick while it's lit. Then he says, even though it falls to the ground and it burns out. The Rambam asers with a kli. You have to figure out how to do it with your hand. And then he says, v'lo nihira adoni avi arash zal. So it's a machlokes if you're allowed to use a kli or not. Now, one of the problems I have with this, I was trying to figure out, is they bring down, okay, according to the opinions that one is allowed to smoke on Yontif, which is not clear at all, and the overwhelming majority of the postgame Aser smoking even during the week, even on Purim, and Kol Shekein on Yontif. But those who matir smoking, and in the olden days when it was considered mutter by poskim because it was considered healthy, so they all talk about, the Bir Halacha talks about, they're not allowed to tap the cigarette so that the black part falls off because it's mechaber. So I don't know what the difference is between tapping the cigarette and having that black part fall off and be mechabed. How is that different than the flame, where I want to basically tap off the top of the wick, which is blackened, but it falls to the ground and it's extinguished? Here it's mutter. Afal pi shenofel la'aretz v'kavah, even though it falls to the ground and it goes out, that's okay. But the cigarette, everyone seems to say, is not okay. And I'm not sure what the difference is. I tried to look into it, but I didn't come up with anything. So that's homework. Okay, now let's take a look at Siv Dalet. Tov Kuf Yud Dalet Siv Dalet. Ner Shekava. Okay, this is going to be the kinva. Ner Shekava, the candle, the flame that went out. The Rotze Ladiko Bo Bayom. And you want to relight it on Yontif. If you don't want to relight it on Yontif, on this Yontif Rishon, so then Stam it's Hachana. So it's for sure not going to be Mutter. But I want to relight on Yontif. Mutter Lachtoch Rosh HaPsila Kadeshe Noach Lidalek. The candle went out. I want to relight it. It's blackened on top. I'm allowed to get rid of that black part on top so that it will be easier to relight today on this day of Yontif. Okay, Mishmir Siv Katachov Zion says, if it's for tomorrow, regardless of what tomorrow is going to be, Aser. Okay, Mishmir Siv Katachov Ches, Lachtach Rosh HaPsila, Kilomar HaPsila Nisrefes, the Psila is burned, V'lo Choshib Ezeh Tikun Mana, B'mash HaMesha HaGachelet. It's not considered Tikun Mana when you take off the blackened, the burnt part of the wick. But to take a scissor and cut a little bit lower down than that black thing and cut the actual wick that's not yet burnt, that's going to be usr. As we'll see in the mechaber in Seif Yud. Look at the Sharat Tzion Ois Lamed Vav. Tur v'afilu b'kli shari, even to do it with a kli is going to be mutter. So a scissor, let's say a scissor is generally considered a klisha melachto le'isser, but it has a heter function. So if this is mutter, so it's a heter function. So you'd be allowed to use a scissor. Klisha melachto le'isser, it's a gufo. And while it's in your hand, you go put it wherever you want when you are finished. Okay, but lahani shemachmir in the kamim sifyud afilu bepecham. Those who are machmir later on will see in sifyud, even when it comes to the blackened part of the wig. Efshe de gamba say yesh lahachmir. So it could be even over here, one should be machmir not to use a kli, right? That's machlokes Rambam Rosh, not to use a kli in taking off the blackened part of the wick. Sharatir and ois lamed zayin, of a lachtof bikli migufa psila, mistaver de oser. After mogin avro mistapik bazeh, bokobu hilchas yantiv, kol alai dina imadin desif yur bavasachas. Yeah, I'm not sure why the Mechaber split them up. Dalet over here, Yud over there. They're based on the same, discussion. The Shneim Hevi Pluktas Ravid VaRambam. The Rambam Oser Bikli, like we saw in the tour, and the Ravid holds his mutter. Umemele the Fima Shesasa Mechaber Sefiu KaRambam. Umemele Gamaza Oser. The two go together, and therefore, if the Mechaber is Machmer over there and Sif Yud, not to use a Kli, then Huadin he'll be Machmer over here. Not to use a kli as well. Okay, that is the Mechaber Tov Kuf Yud Dalet Dalet. Rama Haga. This is a different discussion. Lagamre. Haga v'shiurei shem and apsila mutan afila biyantav acha Shabbos or shnei yom tovim shel Rosh Hashanah. When you have a leftover, the candles sometimes burn out, even when there's still some oil left. You have leftover oil and wick, and now you want to light, you lit Shabbos candles. And for whatever reason, the Shabbos candles went out before they were supposed to go out. There's still a wick there, obviously, and there's still oil there, so now you want to light it on Yontif, you're allowed to light it on Yontif. What's the problem? Like, well, why not? Like, what's the Havamina? So Mishnah Berurah explains that in Sifkat and Chavtes. Ratzalomar lafuki midas aposkim shisrilu dim kovu b'shabes osu ladikin achakach b'yontif. It's to the exclusion of the poskim that old, that if it went out on Shabbos, that you're not allowed to light it the next day on Yontif. Or if it went out Yontif, we should not allow to light it on Yontif Sheni. It's Ki'ilu, the first day was Mechin for the second day, we should not allow to do. Kamash Melon Deshari, that we don't say such a svar. That's what the Rambam is telling us. Okay, so that's Tovkuf Yudalid Dalid. We're going to skip to Hey. I'm sorry, we're going to skip to Yud. Okay, we already did Ches. We're going to skip to Yud. Tomorrow we'll go back and do Hey, which is the famous sugya of Ner Shel Batola, which is a sugya basically from the Yerushalmi. Okay. Tovkuf Yudalid Yud. Mutter lahasir hapecham sheberosh haner keshu do lake. Over there we're talking about the candle went out, and now we're talking about where the candle is still lit. You're allowed to take off the blackened part of the candle while it is lit. But you're not allowed to cut off the top of the wick with a kli. When he says Rosh HaPsili, it means below the blackened part, where it's still considered, it's still a wick. So that is not allowed to do bikli. It's a whole discussion how to read this machabes. Let's see, Mishnah Berurah Sifkatan Mem Zayin. The machabes said, Mutter lahasir hapecham sheberosh haner, that burnt part of the wick that's darkening the flame, the light of the flame, you're allowed to get rid of while it's lit. Yeah, that I appreciate the comparison to the Hanukkah candles. I don't know practically how you would. So I don't know how you do it with your hands. I mean, you have kids who go flicking flames. I guess I would do it. It's likely that would put out the flame. I don't know how you would do this practically with your hands. I don't even know how you do it practically with a kli. You could do it. I mean, obviously, you could do it. It's just not. I could see like sticking a fork in, you know, into and you know somehow the. In between the teeth of the fork and lifting up that black thing. Or a tweezers. Okay, there you go. Simple. Okay, very good. Continues the Mishnah Berurah. It sounds like even with a kli is going to be mutter, because the machaber didn't say that it's not okay with a kli. And Sif Dalid, he told us it's mutter. He didn't say kli is no good. I mean, the Mishnah Berurah wants to say the kli is no good over here, but according to the Machaber, it doesn't sound like kli is no good, which was the conclusion of, it sounds like the conclusion of the tour. That's the rush. That was the first opinion of the tour before he brings down that the rush is also Mekka. And we saw it's the Ravid against the Rambam. Umasha Siyem, the conclusion over here of the Machaber, Aval Eina Chotech Rosh HaPsila, but you're not going to cut off the top of the wick. Sham Shiny Shu Migufa Psila Vubachatiko Mana, because that's not just taking off the burnt part, that's cutting the actual wick. We've already learned that cutting the actual wick is considered Tiko Mana. That's one Mahalach, one way of understanding the Machaber, that he's Mater using a Kli. Both in Sif Dalet and in Sif Yod, because the two go together. However, continues the Mishnah Berurah. V'yesh Omrim. Dekavonat ha-machaber lahachmer besov zarv gam le'inyin pecham da'osir la'asiro b'kli. When the Machaber says, va'inachot rosh ha-psila b'kli, the b'kli is not only going back on this rosh ha-psila, it's also going back on the resha. It's also going back on the beginning of the Machaber. Mutter lahasir ha-pecham sheberosh shener kishudolek. Aval do chotech rosh hapsila, and don't use a kli even lahasir hapacham. That's how they're reading it. Again, v'yesh omri the kavonas amachaber lahachmer besof dvar gam le'in pacham. The aser lahasiro b'kli, that you're not allowed to use a kli to take off the kol. The kol zet me the blackened part of the wick. The kol zet medina. אבל אנו במדינה עשינו נוגו להחמיר, בין בני של שם ובין בני של שעבה וחלב. Doesn't matter what the candle is made out of, שלא למחות כל עיקר אפילו פחם. Not to take off the blackened part of the wick. בין ביד, בין בכלי. Not with the hand, not with the כלי. ואין היתר, אלא לנפץ הפחם באצבעו. I don't know what the difference between lo limchot and lenapetz hapacham be'etzba'o. And I don't know how you're going to be menapetz that while it's on fire with your hands. That's you're flicking it off. Lenapetz hapacham be'etzba'o she'enu mechabeo bi'adayim. Ve'en zech lo mishmurtu lahatos be'etzba'o et rosh ha'psilo kidei she'tidalek yafet. Okay, so this, I guess, I'm concerned about you burning your finger. But the Mishabura sounds like he's concerned that you're going to do a Maisa Kibui. And therefore, the minig is not to, while the candle is lit, not to take off the blackened part. Sounds like not even with your hand. But then he says, you're allowed to be Linapet HaPacham Be'etzba'o. I don't know the difference between that and Morid Biyad. Like, I'm not sure exactly what the Metzias is. I didn't see the video. Okay, so that is Si'if Dalet and Si'if Yud of Siman Tov Kuf Yud Dalet.